I'm joined by Chris McGreal, who is in Tarrow Square. Is the revolution over?
Not yet, it isn't. No, although the army would certainly like it to be. Soldiers moved into the square shortly after dawn this morning, opened it up to traffic, and began pressing the protesters who've remained here to take down their tents and leave. Some of them did begin to do that. The rest refused, and the army then started tearing those tents down. Then a protest began on the other side of the roundabout, right in the heart of the square, really where the original protest began, against both the army trying to force people out and also to demand that this new military government immediately move towards some civilian interim administration and other measures such as dissolving the discredited parliament, dropping the state of emergency. And at the heart of this really is hardcore of protesters, I mean several thousand, that the revolution hasn't been won yet, all that's happened is Mubarak's left, and that they are intent on staying until they see genuine change in administration. They regard the army as having kept Mubarak in for 30 years, and they simply see what's happened as a shift in power. Now, the military believes that it's time to get the economy back on course and Egypt back to normal. They've made commitments, and they want the protesters to accept those and go home and say there's no need for the protest to continue. The revolution's over that they've won.
So do they want some kind of transitional government? Because realistically, elections can't take place immediately.
Yes, that's right. They're specifically asking for a five-man ruling council, of which four people will be civilians and one will be a military man. Of those four civilians, there'll be prominent Egyptians who will agree that they will not, none of them will run for president when the elections are finally held, so they can't use their position on the ruling council to political advantage. They want that civilian dominatorly to oversee the time period's under debate, but 9 months is often mentioned, for constitutional reform, for political parties to establish themselves for a campaign, and then at the end of that there's the presidential and parliamentary election.
And do you have any sense of how representative this sort of hardcore protesters are?
I think they're a minority for sure now. I think that the numbers are greatly diminished compared to the hundreds of thousands we saw packed into the square, you know, for over the past 3 weeks. But they are also the people who were out at the beginning and helped build this thing up. Some of them are political activists who have long believed in simply ending military, Mubarak's rule, and then, which was effectively military rule in many ways. Others, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, others have been politicized by this process. A lot of them are men, particularly younger men, youths. This is a broadcast as a revolution led by youth, and even Mubarak talked about it in those terms. But I have to say that they are a minority. The vast majority of Egyptians seem willing to take the army's commitment at face value, in part because they say that they, as Egyptians, are no longer afraid of authority, and that they say that the army must see that if people are not satisfied, they will be back out on the streets. And they believe that the army understands that and that the army will follow through on its promises.